Zakeini legade bani muvnei vorni Chachami muneva vorni Oe avei Hashem yirei Elokim Anshei emezer hakodesh bashem Hashem Yirei Elokim Anshei Emes Zera Kodesh Vashem Dvekim Umi Yirei Esoilom Atoy Rom Asin Toivim Uvechom Eleches Avoidas Avoborim Meirem ezoilom, adoram azim toivim, uvechom elachez avodas haborim. Umeirem ezoilom, adoram azim toivim, uvechom elachez avodas haborim. Yirim esavo hidavavo mataro masim tovim umechom eleches avodas avoreim.
Who are
יעשה בכל המעשים. אי הו
Shkoich of Nefer of Naya opening up our hearts
to get us prepared.
Chassidim Hayu Shoin Shai Achas. Before they would come to Davin, they had to meditate, they had to Davin, so to put us in a place to be able to, for us to learn. It was beautiful Nagunim. Our learning should be in Schus, Refushim of Orchol Yisrael. All the home, I need Yeshua. My Zedi's yartzeit, which is Chol Moed Sukkos, Moshe Chaim ben Edidya, and my wife's grandfather's yartzeit is coming up, the Shabbos, Moshe Chaim ben Avram Abba. You should be made to Yeshua for us and for Ochai soon, for Ochol Yisrael, Mitzvah Hashem. I don't know if this ever happens to you guys, but I always have a little bit of a downer after Sukkos, after someone's tired, because Chas Shalom, don't even get me wrong, it's beautiful. And you have the Kedushas Levi's Yortzeit, which is beautiful. Kedushas Levi Yitzbet Sar Sasha. So Chisar and Elena, you should watch over us as well and Daven for the Rabbanu Shalom. It's always a little bit of a downer, so I thought a little bit about picking ourselves up a little bit. I think that's going to be the message for tonight. Klaus of Rebbe talked a lot about this in 1982. Before we get to the Shefa Chaim, we're going to just learn a little Svarno. I'm not sure if you ever learn a little Svarno here, but the story, this Svarno sounds like Rabbi Nachman, straight out of Rabbi Nachman. So finally, you know, Cain and Hevel are in this whole little thing, and what happens is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts Cain, accepts Hevel's korban, it doesn't accept Cain. So if you look in the Parsha, it says in Perek Dal, Pasuk Vav, Yomar Shem HaKain, Lama Charolcha, Lama Nafu Panecha. Why the long face, basically? Why are you so sad? Says the Sfarno, such an incredible Sfarno, you would think it's out of Rabbi Nachman's book. The Sfarno says, why is your face fallen? Why the long face? If a person messes up, what are you worrying about? Thinking about it, ba'atzvah, depressed, sad, worry. Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, stop worrying. Okay, you didn't. This karma didn't get accepted. Pick yourselves up. Pick yourself up. Fix the future. Stop focusing on the past. Pick yourself up. This is Rami Amish Rabbi Nachman found in Parshas Bereishis. This is what Blazer Geldzahler once told a student. So today, Bachar did very poorly on a bechina. A Blazer called him in and said, "Listen, I want you to know something. It doesn't bother me that you didn't have too much success on this test. What does bother me is how you view yourself as a result. It's nothing. Do you hear? Nothing happened. On the next test, you'll be fine. Mirtz Hashem, stop thinking about it and move on. You didn't get the job interview. The shidduch didn't work out. Something didn't work out in your life. The Yitzhar just wants you to crumble. He doesn't want you just to lose. You lost the battle. But for
he didn't.
No, Cain didn't take it to heart, because the next two psukim later, he's killing. And this is Nesiv Shalom talks all about this always. The Yitzhar does not want us to sin. He wants the post sin. The sin is a way that is a Nachash's way for us to get there. But he always wants the post. What's the post?
Depression,
the anger, the worry, the atzvos. That's what he wants. And we have to take this message that Kadosh Baruch was telling Cain, what Rabbi Eliezer was telling his student. So we look inside, calls him Rabbi 1982. He quotes on the bottom of page 1, the Shefa Chaim, and I'll give you two pages, the honorable ones from Rabbi Eliezer also. So he quotes the Maram Mipano on the bottom. He says, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave man is called Adam. And Adam talks about a person's shiflus, right? Adama. But then in the Pasuk in Yishai says, Adama le'elyon, we're compared to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So on one hand, we're supposed to feel low about ourselves. On the other hand, we're supposed to realize that we're compared to Kadosh Baruch Hu. See, that's what he says, the Medrash says. If you look in the bottom paragraph, the Pasuk says, Vayistar Hashem Elokim Esa Adam. When Kadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, the Medrash says, Rashi quotes, Vayitzer, what is Vayitzer? The Kadosh Baruch Hu created Yitzer Tov Yitzahara. He created a Jew to have a Yitzer Tov, to be good, to be a good learner, to be a good husband, to be a good friend, and create a Yitzhara, an evil incarnation. If you turn over the page, the Klosberger writes such a beautiful pshat. He says, how is a Jew supposed to live their life? Yitzar, Hashem Elokim Asa Adam. Kadosh Baruch Hu created us with the Yitzar and the Yitzar Tov. So listen to what he says. I'll say it outside, then we'll say it inside. He says, a Jew has to realize in their lives that you have with Shemaim Ve'aretz, that we have a Yitzar Tov and a Yitzahara. And sometimes, the Yitzahara is going to get the better of us. Sometimes the Yitzahara is going to get the better of us. And we're going to lose the battle. We're going to lose the battle. But you're going to let us, just because you lose the battle, you're going to let them win the war? Realize you're a neshama. Realize you're a soul. We're in the back now. We flipped over the page. We're on the page 2 of the Shefa Chaim. Realize that you're a neshama. Realize how special you are. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Cain, Lama naflu panecha? Why the long face? Because I didn't accept your sacrifice? Move on, says Sfarno. Stop thinking about your past mistakes. You messed up. Move on. Says the Klesim of Rebbe, the Yitzhar's number one job is to try to make us feel like we're nothing. Look at the third paragraph. The third paragraph starts with the word Baderech. Baderech zeh neforesh pasach divrei sorsinu. This is actually why the Torah starts off with the entire Torah with this message. Bereishis bara Elokim. Kadosh Baruch Hu in the beginning created. What does that mean? Bereishis. As a drush of the Zohar, Kadosh Beis Reishis. With two beginnings. Beis Reishis, right? The word Bereishis is two words. Beis Reishis, says the Zohar. Perish, what does that mean? Shetekav betchilas habriya hayushtei enyonim. We have to remember that there's two goals at the beginning of creation. Shehem atar sabriya. It's beginning of creation, we have two goals. Es ha-shamayim, chelek ha-kedusha. Ayitzer tov. We're holy. We're neshama. We're a Jew. To be kind and sensitive and caring. And to be good people. And to be growing. The es ha-aretz, chelek ha-artzius. We also have man within us. We have gashmius. We're physical. Kadosh Baruch Hu created us with both of this. What can happen sometimes in our lives? What's going to happen in our lives? We're going to be confused. Tohu v'avohu, choshech. We messed up. Romans the artius v'tuma. We impured. We messed up. Maybe after Yontif, you don't feel that same fire that we felt in the Ila. We felt at some Simchas Torah. But we have to know. Says the Klozer Mer Rebbe. But Ruach Elokim merchevas al pnei mayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the godly spirit is hanging upon the water. It says that zeh mekor kedusha. And the Medrash actually says, "What's the Ruach Elokim merchevas that Kadosh Baruch Hu's spirit is hovering?" Zeh ruach shemelch mashiach. That's a mashiachtik feeling. When a Jew is able to leave that tohu vavohu in their lives, try to move on. You lost the battle, win the war, take the yitzhar tov and beat the yitzhar hara. That is Ruach Elokim Rechavis al Pnei Amayim. And that says the Medrash, that's Ruach Shemelch Mashiach. You want to be a little Mashiachtik in 2018, in Tavshanayin Tess? When something doesn't go your way, one time, two times, and you mess up, or things aren't going your way, you keep on plugging, your Shtikl Mashiach, says the Klozer Rebbe. The Klozer Rebbe says your Shtikl Mashiach. This is such an important message. I don't know about you guys, but my students, literally, if they get three questions wrong on a test, they'll literally throw the rest of the test out of the thing. I can't do it anymore. And it's such an incredible thing because I know that they know the rest of the test. But the Yitzhar is so smart and it's hard not to think like this. But we have to preach it to ourselves, to preach it to our kids that just because you messed up doesn't mean that you're throwing in the towel. So you lost the game. You did something you shouldn't have done. But now you're going to throw it all out? You threw an interception like Sam Darnold did to make it a little Jets. That's the only thing they did good so far this season. Well, almost. You threw an interception on his first pass. Rosh Hashanah night. I didn't see it. I saw it after. Maybe that's why they won, Taka, because hopefully none of the Jews were watching Rosh Hashanah night. Threw an interception on his first pass of his NFL career. What happened? The rest of the game, he scored 47 points. Well, not him. The defense court. He didn't throw in the towel. Picked himself up. Moved on. Rav Weinberger, I did schuss to be with Rav Weinberger last Shabbos, Baruch Hashem. They say stories like Rav Nelson used to travel like miles and miles to see Rabbi Nachman. Like, just one Shabbos with my Rebbe, it's like gives you chiz. Like, I'm sure you would see, if you have one Shabbos with Rav Shlomo, it would give you chiz for the entire year. So he said the story on Shabbos. He said that the Divrei Chaim of Sons was Machatanim, their children, married to the Reb Lezer Jikov, one of the Rebbe of Jikov. And what happened, Reb Lezer Jikov was very sick, and he's on his deathbed. And what happened was is that they called in the Devei Chaim to daven for him. And they brought him in, and he said this on Yom Tov, but it's good to Chazar. He said, please daven for him. He said, don't worry, he's going to Gan Eden. So Blazer said, please daven for me. Gan Eden's great, but I want to stay here. Mishpacha, my wife, who's going to take care of them? He said, don't worry, I'll take care of them. Respectable, honorable way, we'll take care of them financially. And Chinuch, don't worry. Machatana, I'm just kidding. He said, don't worry. He says, Reb Blazer's last plea was, Rabbi Chaim, who's going to be able to lead Ein Kitzvah on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Who's going to lead Ein Kitzvah? And Reb Blazer was a, Reb Blazer Jikover was a chazan, Shech Tzibur. So quickly, Reb Chaim went to Tevel in the Mikvah and he came back and down for his Machatanister. Machaton. Not sure how you say that in Machatanister, whatever. And what happened was is that Reb Weinberger said that Reb Lezer of Jikov lived for another 27 years. He was the chazan for another 27 years. So when a person's on his deathbed and you just want to throw it all in the towel, Ein Kitzvah. Just throw in a little bit. Just a little bit more. A little more chiyas. A little more. Tell the Rebbe Shalom, we just want to try. We're trying. We're doing our best, Rebbe Shalom. Doing our best. And that's exactly what Hashem told Cain. Lama nafu panecha? Why the long face? Stop worrying about you. Okay, you didn't get the carbon, but like fix it up. As exactly what Stewie said, literally three psukim later, he kills his brother. He wasn't able to get past that losing the battle, that jealousy, the hatred from himself. Why do people hate? We talk about this all the time. Why do people not like other people? Because they hate themselves. A person has issues with other people because they hate themselves, and of course they can't like other people because they hate themselves. They're not able to grow from themselves. And I saw this exactly in Reb Lezer. I was such a bracha. I found this safe for this summer. This is Reb Lezer. We just said stories about him all the time. The one that went at the gas station. So I have they put out sichas from him on Brachos. Oh, I would pay $1 million for this. $2 million, I'm not sure. But $1 million. So he writes this to the Bachrim on page the page that says Sichos Eliezer. And he tells his students that at the end of the day, right, the paragraph that says Mikoch Nefila. And he kasher Adam also cheshben nefesh megalas mir avorosa she'ava b'shana kodemus. You look past your past year and it looked like maybe you didn't do so great. Says Reb Blazer. Usr lo lipo chas v'shom v'toch yesh. Just like it's usr. It's forbidden to have pig. And it's forbidden to have adultery chas v'shom. It's forbidden to say lashon hara. It's usr to give up. Ela adrama mikoch zu levad yuchel livnos es asma baruchnius. Uses the lashon of usr. Usr. It's forbidden. It's forbidden. So at the end of the day, you have to have that thirst. The person falls, you read at Tzarech Aliyah, right? The underline on the left side. He says that when a person is able now to use his past to be able to help him grow, he has a much stronger thirst than someone who was just always good. Right? We said this all the time. But Malcolm Shabbat Tshuva Omdin Ein Tzadikim Omdin. That when a tzaddik only gets to a certain point, like the mashal we say, like you go to the amusement park. I don't know if they have this anymore, but go to the amusement park and they bang down the thing and you go to the lights up all the way up. A tzaddik can only reach a certain level, but the Baal Tshuva starts even on the negative. And he takes his negative and he's able to get even higher than the tzaddik because he's able to take his past. And that's a Gemara in Yoma. You read a Tzarech Leliyah, and that's a Gemara in Yoma. If we could still say the Tshuva word, and we're out of Sukkot, we'd still say the word Tshuva, as Rabbi Saul Salanter said. Saul Salanter says, people do Tshuva in Elul, people do Tshuva in Aser Simi Tshuva. People do Tshuva for sure on Yom Kippur. But real Tshuva starts after Ne'ilah. I would say real Tshuva starts after Ne'ilah. Real Tshuva starts after Sukkot. Chash Baruch Hu, who's Emistic? Like we say all the time. We said this last year from Alexander. Emes is Rosh Tevos, Elul, Tishrei, and Mar Cheshvan. Right, it's very easy to be a good Jew in Elul Tishrei. Your life's on the line. We're going into our regular year, this and that. Chash Baruch Hu, oh yeah? Who's Emistic? Who's showing up in Mar Cheshvan? Who's showing up during playoff baseball? Not just thinking about the Yankees or whatever. At the end of the day, who's going to be emistic? And says Reb Lezer, that's a Jew is able to be able to, a Jew falls, be able to take that, and that's the Gemara. The Gemara says, someone who does tshuva out of love, you change the sins that you once did on purpose into zchuyos, into merits.
Standing still, you
you just jump so high. Oh. If you want to jump high, you have to crouch down.
Crouch down, you have to
go down back a little bit.
Ooh, say that again. Say that again. That was good.
That if you're just standing still, you could just jump so high.
Oh.
But if you want to jump higher, you have to crouch down. That's what
you
read the circle of Leo.
You have to crouch down to jump.
You watch the NBA when they have a jump ball.
Oh.
They come down and then they go up.
It's like Hagba.
Who's carrying who?
Exactly. It's like the NBA. NBA is learning from the Hagba. And that's what he says on page 2. He goes on a little tangent about the internet. We know that's not for us right now. That he's talking to Chassidus Shabbachim. But at the end of the day, he says, that's why it's called Shabbos Bereishis. It's a Shabbos to start fresh. It's not Bereishis, the Shabbos. In the Sarm, it's called Shabbos. It's a time to start fresh, a time to start new. Shem Shabbos bless us to remember this message of the Sfarno. Lamanof Lepanecha. Pick yourself up. As the Sheva Chaim said, we all have the Yitzhar Tov, the Yitzhar within us. We all have the Yitzhar. Hashem Elohim is the Adam. You have the Yitzhar Tov, the Yitzhara. But who's going to be the one who's going to be Vesa? We have Barash, Barash, Elohim is the Shemaim. We have the Neshama, Vesa Arts, we have the Guf. But who's going to be in the Arts? The Saitov of Avo. Choshech Benitom. You're going to have challenges in your life. You're going to be confused. Ruach Elohim is the Shemaim. Who's going to pick them up a little bit like Mashiach?
Rabbi Nachman says a bit crouching down.
Rabbi Nachman says that?
An outpouring of the soul.
Oh. To pick yourself up. Even when you're down, to pick yourself up. And that's what Blazer told. Was telling his Baruchim. It's usher to get B'yesh. It's usher. But Baruch wants to see us to try to be emistic, especially now that the high holy holidays are over. But then just because they're over doesn't mean that they're not still running through our veins. To take the inspiration with us, and even if we fall and lose the battle, no, we could always come back to win the war. Be'ez Hashem, Shem Zoyche, to take that message to heart. Shkoyach.
Kol ha'olam kulo geshetzar mi'or, geshetzar mi'or, geshetzar mi'or. Kol ha'olam kulo geshetzar mi'or, geshetzar mi'or. Olam kulo geshet zamiyot, geshet zamiyot, geshet zamiyot. Olam kulo geshet zamiyot, geshet zamiyot.
To have you back.